So I want to start looking a little bit about what the Bible has to say about alcohol consumption, about the kind of wine we shouldn't be looking upon. Yeah, let's see what it produces in your life.
And
let's see if it makes sense what the Bible actually says. That we shouldn't be looking on it. Yeah, go back to Proverbs
23.
And read verse 21 again. Yeah? Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright.
23:21.
Yeah, we know what this is referring to.
Yeah,
this is the kind that has alcohol in it. This is the fermented version. The kind we shouldn't be looking up.
Well,
32. At the last, it biteth like a serpent and stingeth like an adder. Yeah, this is not a good thing. Yeah, this is negative. Yeah, don't look upon the wine when it's red. Why? Because it will bite you like a serpent. It will sting you like an adder. Yeah, in other words, alcohol is going to bring harm to your life. It'll bite you. Yeah, you don't walk away from it unharmed. That's like a poison to you. And of course, it can even result in an early death for many reasons.
Yeah?
Read on. 33. Yeah? Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things. Yeah, so the eyes shall behold strange women. What does that mean? You look at weird women. No, it means you look at women who are not your woman. Yeah, that when you are drinking
alcohol,
it has an effect on your life, and you will lust after women who are not your wife.
Yeah,
alcohol is a gateway for committing other sins. Yeah, you will end up doing things that normally you would not do if you're in your right mind. Things you would never ever do. Now, why is that? That's because alcohol affects your good judgment. Yeah, go ask people who have been drunk. Yeah, when they were under the influence of alcohol. Yeah, what they have done. What they have regret doing.
And
a lot of the answers will be committing fornication. Committing adultery. Yeah, alcohol ruins marriages. Alcohol has caused damaged lives. Many damaged lives. Yeah, somebody who has been faithful to his wife from the time they married. He goes to a party with some friends.
Gets
drunk.
Ends
up committing adultery. Ends up divorcing, his wife divorcing him.
Yeah?
Which is not right from his wife to divorce him, but that's reality. That these things can happen. Oh, but I will just drink in moderation. It won't affect me. I'll never do that.
Yeah?
Now, I'm sure you can find somebody who has not gone off the rails yet. Notice what it says.
Yeah?
You look on the wine when it is red.
Now
you look at the wine when it's an alcohol version,
then
it isn't given that you shall behold strange women. This will eventually be the result.
No,
but I can handle it. I have good judgment. I know when to stop. The problem is that alcohol changes your good judgment. You start thinking, I'm only going to take one glass. I am in control. But then after one glass, oh, I can take another one.
It's quite good.
Your good judgment has changed. And after two, your judgment has changed. understands a bit more, I'll take another one.
Alcohol
affects your judgment.
Alcohol تأثیر میذاره.
And alcohol will lead you to behold strange women.
Alcohol باعث میشه که تو چیزای شگفت‌انگیز
بشی. Is a gateway into other sins.
Alcohol باعث گناه‌های دیگه در زندگیت میشه.
Potentially you're ruining your marriage, ruining your whole life.
شاید زندگیت و زناشویی‌ت رو یا کل خانواده‌ت رو به خاطر یه الکل نابود کنه.
من خودم شخصا several people whose lives were ruined because of alcohol.
به خاطر الکل زندگیشون نابود شد.
And guess how it started?
می‌دونی همه‌شون چجوری شروع شد؟
Just one glass.
فقط با یه لیوان.
Yeah, the Bible warns, do not even look upon the wine when it's
red. میگه به شراب قرمز نگاه نکنید وقتی تو لیوان ریخته شد.
Oh, but you're taking away all the fun.
همه خوشی زندگی رو از همون داری میگیری.
What on earth does alcohol have to do with fun?
چرا الکل به خوشی ربط داره؟
How does these two relate?
چرا خوشی و الکل به هم وابسته است؟
I don't get it.
من درکش ندارم.
I can have fun not drinking alcohol.
بدون الکل هم خوش بگذرونم.
Ah, it makes me more social and
با هم دیگه خونگرم‌تر
میشم. More social person.
آدم خوبی میشم، میتونم رابطه برقرار
کنم. Okay, so your definition of fun is so you're socially beholding strange women and commit sin with them, committing fornication and adultery, or ruining your marriage. Is that your definition of fun? Becoming too social?
خیلی
خوش خیلی خیلی صمیمی شی با یه نفر زیادی صمیمی شی.
راحت تر میتونم با بقیه صحبت کنم. Look at the
last part of verse 33.
And
thine heart shall utter perverse things.
و دلت از چیزهای منحرف سخن.
Yeah, you're right. It won't make you talk.
آره حرف میزنی.
But what kind of talk?
اما چه حرفایی؟
Yeah, what's the kind of talk you're talking about?
در مورد چی صحبت خواهی کرد؟
Is it fun to say the stupid things?
چیزای احمقانه گفتن خیلی خوبه.
Yeah, here's something that just irritates me a لot in the past nowadays.
در گذشته خیلی آسیب می‌رسوند.
I normally not in those places,
معمولا تو مکانا نیستم ولی قبلا
if you are at a party,
you're
invited or at a wedding, a happening or something like that, and yeah, people drinking alcohol.
بقیه الکل می‌خورن.
Yeah. Something it irritates me beyond
is
having to listen to the stupidity that people speak when they are under the influence of alcohol. Yeah, they're thinking they have normal conversations.
Yeah,
but they say all kinds of things I normally wouldn't say. Yeah, this makes stupid stuff, but also perverse stuff.
Yeah,
the Bible says, thine heart shall utter perverse things. Not an if. This is what it will lead to. You go in this direction, it shall happen when you start drinking alcohol. Is that fun? Making a fool out of yourself? I remember some of the drunks that I've talked to.
Oh, با اون مس آدمای مستی که تو دنیا باشون.
And I look at them as utter fools.
همیشه به من احمق نگاهشون کردم.
Yeah. And these were people who were not passed out yet, by the way, and laying on the ground. These were people that would walk around, they would still say, oh, I can walk over a straight line.
But
they already were speaking stupid things.
Or perverse things.
Yeah, topics that you do not want to talk about.
Yeah,
drinking alcohol makes you a fool. It's for losers. Proverbs 21.
امثال 21.
Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Proverbs 21.
What verse?
Proverbs 20, verse 1.
Oh, 20 آیه 1.
Sorry.
شراب تمسخر میکند و باده عربده میکشد. حکیم نیست هر آن که فریفته آنان شود.
Yeah, the wise do not touch alcohol.
حکیم به اون فریفته
نمیشه. It's the fool that is deceived by it.
اون در حقیقت اون کسی که حکیم نیست گول
yeah, it's the fool that thinks he can control it.
اونی که حکیم نیست فکر میکنه میتونه کنترلش کنه.
Wine is a mocker.
شراب تمسخر
میکنه. Makes you a person that is mocked.
باعث کسی میشین که باعث تمسخر و مسخرتون بشن.
If you want to know how I look at somebody when they pick up a glass of wine to drink or a beer.
شراب میخوره یا آبجو میخوره چی میبینم؟
I think that person is not wise.
من فکر میکنم اون حکمت نداره.
Yeah, I think that person is a fool.
اون کار احمقانه داره.
Yeah, because this is what the Bible tells me.
چون کتاب مقدس بهم گفته احمقانه این کارو.
How you offend me?
آه به من آسیب به حرف بد زدی تو این کاری.
Maybe you take it to heart what I say today.
شاید امروز برات
because I'm showing you things from the Bible. This is important.
اما چیزی که تو کتاب مقدس مهمه.
Yeah, drinking alcohol is does not equal fun.
الکل به علاوه خوشی یکی نیست.
Yeah, don't believe the advertisements.
اون تبلیغات دنیا رو قبول نکنید.
Where they just promotes their alcohol.
که الکلشون رو میخوان بفروشن.
With these beautiful people having so much fun.
با اون آدمای زیبایی که خوش میگذرونه، خیلی باحاله، خیلی خوشگذرونن.
No, that's a lie.
دروغه.
Alcohol causes you to go in all kinds of sin. It's a gateway.
باعث خیلی از گناه‌ها میشه. برای نابودی زندگیت، احمق کردن زندگیت و نابود کردن.
Go to Isaiah 19. Isaiah 19:20. Let me show you how much fun alcohol really is.
ببینید الکل واقعی چقدر خوش.
Isaiah 19:40.
آیه 40.
The Lord had mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof, and they have caused Egypt to err in every work thereof. As a drunken man staggered in his own, in his vomit.
Or 19.
19.
What verse?
14.
Oh, 14. Charda.
خداوند روح سنگیجه در اندرونشان ریخته است و آنان مسیحان را در همه کارهایشان گمراه می‌سازند. ایشان همچون مستانی گشتند که در قی خود افتان خیزان می‌روند.
That sounds like fun.
خیلی باحاله نه؟
Yeah. Why does alcohol cause you to end up?
الکل باعث چی میشه؟
Yeah. You will lay down in your own vomit.
در تهوی خودت yeah. میافتی.
You will pass out in your own and wake up in your own puke.
میافتی و توش غلط میخوری.
And that's exactly where people end up.
جاییست که در حقیقت قرار
people puking on themselves.
کسایی که رو خودشون بالا میارن.
Yeah, waking up somewhere in the bushes.
یه جایی وسط جنگل یا
because that's where they landed when they passed out.
معمولا وقتی قش میکنن همونجا بغل.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
خیلی باحاله نه؟
Yeah, you think that doesn't happen?
فکر میکنی اتفاق نمیفته؟
When I was in college.
من وقتی دانشگاه بودم.
We lived in a house.
توی خونه زندگی کردیم.
With 6 or 7 students.
6 تا دانشجو با هم دیگه.
And then several times.
خیلی وقتا.
The police came on our door.
پلیس میومد دم درمون.
Delivering a package.
یه برامون بسته می آورد.
That's one of our friends.
یکی از دوستامونو.
And say like, does this guy belong here?
این مال اینجاست.
Completely drunk.
کاملا مست و نابود.
Hardly able to walk.
نمیتونست راه بره.
Say yeah, we'll take him off your hands.
میبریمش.
Yeah, so we had to just drag him up the stairs.
دست پاشو میگرفتیم مینداختیمش بالا تو تخت خواب.
Yeah, open his room, put him in his bed. Never left him there.
همونجا ولش می‌کردیم.
So much fun.
خیلی باحال.
So much fun.
خیلی باحال بود.
Yeah. Wine is a mocker.
شراب باعث مسخره است.
Yeah. Go to Isaiah 28. Isaiah 28:7-8.
7-8.
But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink, are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred. Through strong drink, they are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way. Through strong drink, they err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean.
اینان نیز از فرط شراب افتان خیزانند و از میگساری برپا نتوانند ایستاد. کاهنان انبیا از فرط شراب افتان خیزانند و از میخوارگی منگ شدند. آنان از میگساری برپا نتوانند ایستاد. هنگام دیدن رویا تلو خواهند کرد. و به وقت حکم دادن می لغزن. سفره‌های جملگی از غی پوشیده است. حتی یک جای پاک نیز باقی نمانده است.
That's a beautiful picture.
تصویر زیبایی است نه؟
Of what alcohol gets you.
الکل به کجا می رسونت
تو. Yeah. Here you have priests and prophets drinking alcohol, strong drink.
کاهنان و انبیا مشروب شراب الکلی
می خورن. Yeah, their judgment is affected.
قضاوتشون دست می خورن.
Vision.
تصویرشون خوب نمی‌بینن.
I don't miss what verse 8 says.
آیه 8 رو خیلی جالب تره نه؟
Their tables are full of vomit and filthiness.
سفره‌شون جملگی از
So that there is no place clean.
هیچ جای تمیزی وجود نداره.
Is that your definition of fun?
آیا باحال نه؟ خیلی باحال نه؟
Ending up in a place where it's full of vomit, where everything is filthy.
یه جایی فقط تهوت ریخته باشه و تو اون افتاده باشی.
I've worked in a party center.
من توی یک رستوران جشن‌ها کار کردم.
People drinking way too much.
کسایی که خیلی زیادی الکل خوردن. بعضیشون همونجا تو رستوران بالا می
آوردن. The lights are always dim when in the evening.
شبا چراغا رو کم می‌کنیم که
بالای
یکی دیگه آوردن دیگه حالش به هم نخوره.
You turn on the big lights.
بعد چراغ اصلی رو روشن می‌کنی می‌بینی چه خبره.
And you get a small heart attack because you don't know how to clean up.
حالا
everything is just filthy. Foot on the floor and the walls. Everything is filthy.
بیرون کثافت بد حسابیش.
Yeah. So much fun.
خیلی باحال بود.
So much fun.
نشون باحال بود. خیلی.
So much virtue to be seen
خیلی
there.
خیلی زیبا بود اونجا دیدنش.
Yeah, no, filled everywhere.
همه جا پر بود.
It's disgusting.
اتاق yeah. سالن کلا زیبا بود.
Alcohol is not fun.
الکل هیچ چیز خوبی توش نداره.
It leads to more sin.
به گناه بعدی میرسونتت.
Last verse to go to Jeremiah 48:26.
48:26.
Make him drunken, for he magnified himself against the Lord. Moab also shall wallow in his vomit, and he shall also be in derision.
او را مست سازید، زیرا خود را بر ضد خداوند برافراشته است. بگذارید موآب در قی خود بغلطد و اسباب تمسخر گردد.
Alcohol leads you to wallow in your own vomit. Alcohol does not equal fun. Alcohol equals other things. It equals looking on strange women, committing fornication, committing adultery. Alcohol leads to your good judgment to be affected. Alcohol will lead to you saying perverse things. Alcohol will make you into a fool. Mockery.
باعث مسخره زندگی
رو تمسخر زندگی تو میکنه. اون کسی که
مسخره است، اون که احمقه، گول میخوره با
الکول. الکول شما رو به جایی
میرسونه که در تهوع خودتون میغلطید.
Especially young people.
مخصوصا جوانای
میرسون.
توجه کنید.
Do not ruin your life with alcohol.
زندگیتون رو با الکول نابود نکنید.
Yeah, I mean, even talk about it, but it's addictive too.
اصلا نه در مورد اعتیادش صحبت نکردم.
Do not follow the path your friends will go.
اون روشی دوستاتون دارن میرن شما نرین.
Do not fall for the peer pressure they will put on you.
اون فشاری که دوستاتون روتون میذارن
اون
نخورید.
Cool, you want to be part of the group.
You need to drink with us.
No. Know what the Bible says? It's for fools.
کلام خداوند میگه wine is a mocker. شراب مسخره زندگیت میکنه. تو رو تمسخر واسه تمسخر میشه.
I might say I don't like this sermon.
من این موزه رو دوست ندارم.
It's good, it's not meant to for you to like.
من موزه نکردم که خوشتون بیاد یا
It's meant to make you holy.
اما موعظه کردم که باعث مقدسیت
بیشتر زندگی شما
بشه. اگر امروز شما به الکل عادت دارید، لحظه ای که باید خودمون رو زیر
آزمایش کنیم،
اون لحظه ای است که باید بیدار
شید
و اجازه بدیم که کلام خداوند در قلب هامون کار کنه.
Yeah, so there are two kinds of wine in the Bible.
دو مدل شراب در کلام وجود داره. یکی بدون الکل،
which you call normal juice, and one is with alcohol.
به میگه ما یکی دیگه شرابه.
Yeah, do not look on the version when it's red, when it's colored, when it's moved,
وقتی الکلی شد،
move it itself right.
نکنید.
And next week we have part two of this.
موزه دوم من هفته آینده.
Till then, don't look on the wine when it's red.
وقتی الکلی قرمز شرابی قرمز بود بهش نگاه نکنید.
Amen.
آمین. آمین.